cash down, boy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next hour, next 50 minutes, next 55 minutes anyway, doing psychic readings for the listening audience. I do this once a week, every Sunday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Pacific Time. So write it on your calendar every Sunday. I just recently lost my wife on the 2nd of November, and I'm still dealing with that, so bear with me if I sound a little odd. I was always odd anyway, but if I sound a little off or a little strange and you don't know me, that's what I'm dealing with, and it's a process, you know, and it takes time. And if you're a fan of my blog talk radio show, I didn't have it in me last week. I apologize. I couldn't do it. And this week coming up, I believe my home is going to be getting repaired and torn apart. They're going to put new floors down, and I may not be able to do blog talk this week coming up either, but we'll post it and let everybody know ahead of time, so you're on top of it. And one thing I won't let you do is sit around waiting, wondering what's going on. I might have you sit around wondering what's up with him or what's he all about, but I wouldn't have you sitting around waiting for me anyway. And the reason I can do BBS is it's a smoother energy. It's very very comfortable here at BBS. It's, you just feel good being here. And you can listen live at my website, www.michaelgoger.com. And you can listen live in many other places, but you can listen live through my website. If you like, you can listen to it there. I'd rather have you come here and get the numbers up, you know. And but wherever you listen is okay with me, as long as you're listening and telling people about us. So BBS, it's the best internet radio station out there, I believe, anyway. I believe it's got to be the best that's out there. I have it on all the time in the background. Music's great. Shows are great. Topics are interesting, and it's something for everybody here, so bookmark it and navigate it and get into it and host a show if you like. If you want to give yourself a shot at hosting a show, email Don at BBS Radio, and they'll hook you up. You can have your own show, anywhere from cooking to chasing ghosts, so come on board if you'd like. Just email the radio station, and they'll take care of you from there. The rates are reasonable, and it is a very enjoyable pastime. If you enjoy radio, or you got something to say, it's this is the cat's meow right here. So much to say. What was I going to tell everybody? If I miss this week's blog talk, I will be back on track the week after. And doing okay. I don't see anything getting in my way. We're back. My schedule is calmed down. My life, anyway, has calmed down. So everything should be back on schedule. And to be honest with you, every time I say this, it's like a jinx. Getting bigger and better or more active. I say I'm going to do something, and it's like jinxing it, and it don't happen, or something goes wrong, but I do have a lot of time on my hands, and I can see this expanding, what I'm doing, like with chat rooms and the radio shows. So join the Yahoo group. If you'd like to know more about me, just go to Yahoo groups and then search Michael Goger. It'll take you to the Yahoo group, and that's where I do my posting. The mailing list is, that's the mailing list I have. every time I do something or there's something interesting going on, we will post it and email you. So join the Yahoo group. It's a great way of staying in touch with me. My thing is showcasing other readers. I'm going to be bringing other readers in here and showcasing them and letting everybody, let the world listen to them and check them out. And I'm doing the same thing at Blog Talk. And I also got four of the greatest co-hosts a man could ask for. They're very interesting. They're been in the field 20 or better years, and are experts in their specialties. So it's and we're showcasing the there. We're concentrating on New York for some reason, from Albany to Manhattan and New Jersey and Long Island, and the talent that may exist between there. But it's a great concept, and it's also a good show. So tune in. And that's every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at Blog Talk. So, and I'm here every Sunday, so 5 p.m. If there's any calls, I'll take them, Don. If you can let any calls come through, let them come through. If not, I'll just keep yakking. I'm a great yakker. You don't necessarily have to have a reading. You know, you can ask a question about psychic abilities or developing psychically, or tell a little story about your experience in metaphysics. There is a toll-free number. Toll-free Canada and the USA. It's 888-815-9756. Toll-free. USA and Canada. There's other lines too. Also, if you got a free plan, don't be afraid to use them. They're all over the website at BBS Radio, so don't be afraid to call. Once again, the toll free is 888-815-9756, and that's toll free, USA and Canada. And call up for your free reading. Let's see, I can get a few of the things out that I wanted to talk about anyway, because I'd like to be opening a chat room soon, and we're looking for volunteers, anybody that would be willing to work a chat room for us. In other words, you just can't open a room and leave it there, you know, and we can also hand it off. You know, you do a couple hours, I'll do a couple hours. And hi caller.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Nice to hear you.
Good to hear you. What's your first name?
Vivian.
Vivian? What part of the world, Vivian?
Nebraska.
Nebraska. Good. I was just getting ready to say mommy call. That's my code name, mommy. I said, if I say mommy on air, I got people that'll call the station.
Uh-huh.
You were supposed to laugh. That was a joke. I want to be a comedian psychic. That's what I want to do. I want to put it on stage and add some comedy to it. I'm only kidding you a bit. I'm glad you called, though. Hey, is it cold in Nebraska?
No, not right now.
No? Okay. Well, that's good. It does get cold, though, huh?
Oh, yes, it does get cold. But we've had an open winter so far, but winter's just beginning.
Yeah. Okay, well, you probably got questions, but let me just get out what I am hearing a little bit about it anyway. See what's happening around you, okay? And I'm hearing a new location. Are you changing jobs or move? Or did you just move or moving or somebody around you moving?
No, not that I know of.
Interesting. I just get a... a shift in thoughts? Did you just start something like a diet or a philosophy or something?
No, nothing new so far.
Nothing new so far. I'm being pulled to health with it too, almost like this is going to be making me healthier. Like, were you thinking about walking maybe, joining a gym? You got something new coming up. It's going to be connected to improving your health and making yourself feel better or calming yourself down, giving yourself something to do, a meditation, a Tai Chi, or watch for this because I can see it developing anyway. All
okay,
right?
I will. It wouldn't hurt me at all.
No, as long as it's a good thing, right?
Right.
Another thing.
Something I need to do, but.
Well, maybe it's gonna. It's almost like I'm gonna be enticed to study something or do something that's gonna improve my the way I feel or the way I think or keep me. You know, it's almost like a. I want to say a hobby, but not quite a hobby. A way of thinking, studying something. Just watch for this. It could be. I feel like I'm pulled in by a friend or a spirit. Spirit has their way with me. I'm also hearing a healing going to somebody. Is somebody close, or is this you? Has been ill, maybe, or is it me?
I guess my concern when you say healing or anything would be towards my husband.
Right. I'm getting there's an illness around you and it's affecting you. So this, I believe this to be.
I think that would be my husband that I'm concerned with.
Yeah, it's your husband. Now, I'm hearing miracles abound with him. So almost like when it's all is lost, a miracle takes place. For some reason, almost like a new doctor. Is he under treatment for it? Is he being treated?
He's not being treated for anything right now.
Yeah.
Everything's mental, emotional.
Yeah, I was gonna go there, but I didn't know how to word it for you because I was getting like a depression or even substance abuse bipolar could be a mixed bag of things going on here. He's gonna be talking to somebody, I believe. I believe he does need to talk to somebody.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? That you can't help him? I believe it needs to be a professional.
Right.
And there may be some medication involved with him.
So
I'm also feeling a female energy with his healing. Almost like it's either a female friend or relative or that gets through to him and gets him to go, or it's the doctor herself is the one he goes to is a female, and she's
okay.
very good at what she does. In other words, there is hope there, and I am being shown. I would say, I know this sounds like it's a long way off, but you're going into the new year. And, I'm looking for a happy time, and it seems like by September of the new year, he has done a turnaround. So I believe his illness is a process also. Something that he needs to work on and talk out and deal with. So, like I said, there is hope, and another thing that I would do is, I'm being told, is to add a lot of spirit to this, a lot of prayer.
Oh, definitely.
A lot of prayer. Are you very spiritual?
Yes.
Are you? Yes. Okay. And are you already praying for him? I would imagine you are. Or...
Yes.
Yeah. And to increase it somehow and to continue it. Because
okay.
it's being heard and it's going to be answered. And I believe that he will conquer it. He will conquer it. I really do believe that. You may have to go through this, I'm feeling February. Between now and February, there's a movement of energy where getting him to go may take place. So, you know, it might be like after the holidays. And by February, I believe he's either willing to or needs to connect with people that are going to help him.
Okay.
And then it's going to go from February into the rest of the year where he's making headway and improving. So I hope that helps you.
Okay, yeah. It gives me a time frame. It's just,
you know, gives you a little bit of hope.
On my part, I've been trying to stay strong with it, but it gets to be too much for me some days.
I can feel that. The caregiver burns out and suffers more than the patient, especially in emotional and mental issues. And they need to protect themselves. They can become worn down and get hurt. You know, if you get sick, then who's going to do it? You know, or who's going to help them then? So, and there comes a time where. I hate this word, but we become enablers where we actually help them do what they want to do. You understand?
Okay. I tried to avoid that by all costs, but I just,
okay.
You know, needed to see how long this was going to be. It gets worrying. So.
Okay. Well, how long has it been? Can I ask you that? It's been
off and on for the past year, but more so in the past month. And it really come to a head, an obvious head on Thanksgiving morning. So I'm just leery of a lot of things.
Was this lined up with a change in his life of some kind? Retiring or moving or losing a job or...
Well, he has quit his job, and he's been unemployed for about 6 months. He has a couple irons in the fire of what to do, but nothing's been going forward for him.
Okay.
And it's been frustrating for both our behalf.
Okay, because I'm feeling that some type of change in his life, like a loss of a job or a relocation or a move, and in this case it was getting laid off, added to the problem. It's aggravating the issues and the problem. So,
right, and he's concerned with his youngest children. There's a change of venue put in for next month, and that really has him concerned tremendously.
Right, for... custody of his children?
I don't know what's all going to be involved with this. Right now, it's just a change of venue to the state that she moved into, and he has a lot of concern of that gets to happen.
Mm. What's going to happen with that? I'm hearing 50-50. She has to abide by some of his needs. I believe his needs are going to be took into consideration by the courts from what I'm hearing. I'm hearing 50-50,
okay.
So she's not going to be able to do anything that, you understand what I'm saying? They're going to give him the same amount of respect, I'm feeling. or authority. What's going to help him is getting a job or getting something, even if it's part-time. That's another thing that's going to help him.
He plans on going back to school.
That would be a big plus right there. So that would be the beginning. When's that start?
It's supposed to start in the end of January, back to school. He's also looking to be a weekend reservist, but I don't know how that's going to proceed.
Oh, what kind of service?
A weekend reserve.
Oh, weekend reserves.
Yeah.
Military.
Right.
How old is he?
43, 44.
And this is your husband?
Yes.
Okay.
He was in prior, so they said they would take him in again on a weekend reservist basis.
Yeah,
I don't know. They've said a lot, and I don't know how that's going to...
Yeah, no, I wouldn't... I don't see that happening. He needs to talk to somebody first and get a grip on things before he can talk about the military. I believe the military would be too much stress for him. You understand what I'm saying? It would be better if he got to a part-time job and maybe went into counseling. Would he be willing to do something like that?
I don't know. He gets his mindset with a certain thing, and feels where he'd be comfortable at.
Right. Well, I know the unemployment's making this worse. That's something to keep on your mind. And another thing is, I do believe that it's either a friend or family member gets him to go talk to somebody to help him with his moods, because it may be a slight depression that he's dealing with. You know what I mean?
It's more than a slight depression.
Yeah, I was trying to be easy on you, and the bottom line is he's got to go talk to somebody because there's a mood disorder,
right?
And that's the bottom line. So.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish you luck with it. I gave you the time frame.
Thank you.
I need to let you go because I know there's probably other callers too. I wish you luck. God bless.
All right. Thank you.
And just know that there's hope and that it will get better.
Okay.
Between February and September.
Okay.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you very much.
And thank you for calling. If you're just listening, you're listening to the Michael Goger Show. I apologize for maybe taking that out a little bit too long, but I felt her pain. I felt her needing to feel it and to talk. So I will do that when I feel that it's the empath in me. Is there a caller hanging on? I thought I heard another beep.
Hi, Michael.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Good. Hanging on. Tough.
Good, good.
How do I sound?
You sound great.
Do I?
Yeah.
How's the energy? Can you feel the energy?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Almost like a nervous energy.
Mm.
Maybe that's mine.
What's your first name?
Tanya.
Tanya. Where do I know you from? Or we talked before, right? Or
I'm not too sure.
Not
too sure about that.
Boy,
I tried calling you before, but I didn't think I got through.
Wow. And, okay, well, welcome to the show. What part of the world are you from?
Canada.
Canada, okay.
Mm-hmm.
How can I help you? Just general reading, or you got a question? Or?
Yeah, just general reading.
General reading? I like to just put out what I'm feeling, and right away I'm going to finances, but I'm not sure what they're saying about it. I really do feel that it's gonna get better. It's gonna increase, that's for sure. Some problem resolved. Are you wrestling with an issue with finances like now, or bickering with somebody, or?
Well, I was on I had a dirt bike accident 2.5 years ago, and I went on disability through the insurance with the company that I worked for. They recently just canceled it, and I'm meeting with my employer tomorrow for leaving the company package.
Okay. Because I feel it's satisfied in your favor for some reason. That
I'm
makes
happy
sense.
With it.
Is it too late for that? Or?
I wasn't meant to go back there. I meant to do other things.
But I
I'm
mean,
quite happy with this.
Okay, but I mean, do they offer you money, or I mean?
They'll offer me some money and medical and dental probably for 3 months and an extra 3 months.
Yeah, because I feel it going well, very well.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything going well. Now. Another thing too is, it's almost like did you just fall in love or meet somebody or?
No, I don't know.
Something is it an anniversary? Are you with somebody now or?
No, I've been single for a long time.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, it feels like you're about to meet somebody. I don't want to ruin your day. Because it seems like it don't really, like it's, you know, it doesn't matter, or you're not really out there hunting. But, man, I feel like you meet someone.
Would be nice. I'm not out there hunting, per se, but it would be nice to find an ideal partner.
Yeah, but it seems like you're not being driven crazy by it. Like, it'll happen when it happens. And yeah, like, available but not looking, I guess, or available.
Yeah. That about available. Sums it up, yeah.
Available but not available.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like it's like this guy, they keep showing me this guy coming into your life, and he rings your bells or fireworks go off or within the next 3 months. It's either March or between now and March. So
interesting you should say that.
Yeah, and man, I want to say uniform. I don't know if he's military or security or law enforcement or. Doesn't necessarily mean he is, just because I'm seeing a uniform. It's just some type of a clue. It may be him, or it could be something else connected to him. But I'm just trying to focus. Because I'm also feeling, believe it or not, is real estate and building. Like I'm in the building trade, so now it could be that he's the owner of the business, or he's a foreman, or a supervisor, or in the building business, you know, and he's got authority.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel a lot of authority with him. So watch for a good-looking guy, brown hair, and he carries himself well. He seems to be very mature and. About like you, like a good match. Like he's available but not available, and same type of energy, and may come about through, I want to say, employment or business, but not sure about that.
Mm-hmm.
Either something with family and property or employment. I don't know what they're trying to say to me with this. I just be alert in both areas. I mean, if it's something going on with the family and meeting with them, be alert, or somebody at work or in the course of business, be alert. But it comes out of either one of those realms, like family brings them to you, introduces you, or you meet them through work or business. Now, meditation. I keep hearing meditation for some reason. I don't know if you dabble in the arts or you're into meditation, but they want almost like they want
more
you
meditation.
To increase it or get into it.
Yeah.
It would be very beneficial for you.
Okay.
Did you have any questions? I didn't want to leave you hanging with a...
Is there any gifts that I should focus on unfolding in the next year?
Anything you should focus on that may be unfolding?
Any gifts.
Any what?
Psychic gifts.
I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
I'm aware that I have what I call a sixth sense. And I'm just wondering if there's any area in the psychic gifts that I should focus on unfolding in the next year.
This is funny, because I was going to tell you that you were very psychic. And you're the one that's messing this line up right now, I think. You have high energy. You're very psychic.
I blow things in my apartment all the time, from lights to like power boxes.
Yeah.
And, yeah, my computer,
you know what it feels,
modem.
What it feels like to me is static electricity all over my skin, and it's coming through my phone. So you would be I would dabble in healing.
Especially
Reiki.
Okay. Yeah.
And anything to do with therapeutic touch or Reiki and transmission of thought or prayer healing.
Yeah.
Meditation.
In the last year, I've bought over 400 crystals as well.
Yeah. Yeah. They beat you to it. When they said meditation.
Yeah.
If you were to focus on anything the upcoming year, it would be meditation.
Okay.
Yeah, so you could become more structured and formatted.
Right.
You're a little all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I wish you luck with it. Have fun.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Michael.
Thank you. Blessings. Tell your friends about it.
Yeah, blessings to you as well.
Okay. Okay, everybody, if you're just joining, you are listening to the Michael Goger Show. I like that name, Michael Goger. Sounds good. It's got a ring to it. They said, you can't call the show that. And I said, yes, I can. And I did, the Michael Goger Show. So I believe I got a caller. Caller, hi.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
Barbara.
Barbara. What part of the world, Barbara?
Cape Breton, Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I got friends in Nova Scotia.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. The Canadians love me.
Yes.
I think it was past life connection.
Okay.
To the Canadians. I believe, anyway. Yeah, and let's see. Any questions, or you just want me to start speaking?
Just wondering about like my health and work wise.
Well, Well, health, right off the bat, I feel very, you got the ability to heal yourself. I don't know if you know that or not. And,
okay.
Yeah, you, well, to a certain degree, I mean, you know, I don't want you thinking that you're going to live forever or you...
Oh,
but
no,
you,
no,
but you, like, if you feel a cold or you got something wrong with you, it seems like if you focus on it, it seems to get better, or you can make it go away, or so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I feel healthy. I really do. I feel
okay.
Strong. I feel a little bit of a cold. You got a cold?
Yeah, no, sinuses.
No. Sinuses. You know what that is? You know what I'm hearing? I'm hearing. Let go of something. Some stress that's been aggravating you.
Yes.
Letting go of the stress will help you for some reason. It's centering on your sinuses and
okay.
and aggravating you that way. So mine goes right into my back and my so. Boy, a lot of religion around you too. You got any preachers in spirit, or
do I have any?
Yeah, are you big in the church, or any grandparents,
no.
or
my mother-in-law is.
Oh, your mother-in-law.
Yes.
Is she a reverend or a pastor?
No. She just goes to church.
Yeah. Okay. And she's alive.
Oh yes.
Yeah. I feel like this is in spirit.
Okay,
spirit.
I do have like a spirit that's my guardian angel that's with me. Which,
okay.
It's my dad.
Okay, you believe it's your dad?
Yes.
I would tend to agree with you. Was he big into church?
He believed in it very much. Yes, and when
we were
younger, he used to make sure we used to go to like Sunday school every Sunday.
Yeah. Was he like a judge or a counselor or a counselor or?
No.
Because it seems like he. Or is this you? Are you a counselor?
No, I'm not a counselor, but I just started a new job where I'm at the schools, so like I'm a lunch lady. I'm around a pile of kids.
Oh, you work in the school. Okay,
well,
you work in the school.
Yes, I work in the school now. I just started it in September.
Huh. Feels good, too. It's a good feeling to it. You're going to be happy there.
I love doing it. I love doing it, being around the little kids and all that.
Yeah, I'm hearing peace of mind. Very healing to you,
mm-hmm.
being around the kids. Yeah, very healing. That's going to lead to other things. Remember me telling you that for some reason. You're going to be so well-liked, they're going to want to, like, advance you against your will. Maybe so the money could be better or
mm-hmm.
you or things increase for you, so to speak. So remember that. Remember me telling you that. You go up in different ways. I almost want to say counseling or working with kids, working with them somehow. So remember me saying that, and let me see what else is going on here. Romance, back and forth. Did you just split up or get divorced or get back together?
No,
again?
I didn't.
Okay, are you with somebody now?
Yes.
How long have you been together?
For a while.
For a while.
11 years.
11 years, okay.
11 years.
Okay. What's it, an anniversary or a landmark or...
When?
Something special coming up?
I just had a birthday on Tuesday.
Oh, birthday on Tuesday.
And his birthday is coming up next Saturday.
Okay, that's what this is then. It was, I heard it in your voice when I asked you if you were separated or splitting up. It was.
Is there going to be a separation, that's what I was going to ask you, or a divorce?
Maybe around you, but I don't believe it's you two. Does that make sense?
You think it's going to be around me?
Around you, maybe somebody you know. Is there somebody you know that's going through it?
No, but my my mother and my stepfather, like, they're not getting along whatsoever.
Okay.
And my mom's always keep saying she wants, she tells him to leave, like, you know.
She wants him to leave. Well, you may see that manifest, but I don't feel like it's right away. It's going to be in probably the summer. If things don't improve between the two of them,
okay.
you may see this happen because they're manifesting it and it's
okay.
back and forth with it. You and your man, I'm not seeing no problems with. I see everything going well for the two of you. I'm hearing that he loves you anyway, so.
Okay.
One thing is financial. Is he changing jobs financially?
Yeah, he did. Right now, it's only like seasonal work right now, and he just got laid off.
Okay, because that's bothering him. That's bothering him, and could cause some problems, after, you know, with his moods or his energy. So just remember that he's a little, and to keep on dreaming. Your dreams are going to come true. It's almost like there's a prayer or a dream that you guys have, and it's going to come true, I'm hearing. Spirit saying, tell her the dreams will come true. So I don't know what this is, but whatever your prayers or dreams are, some special project or mission or something that you want to accomplish in life will be coming
through. Where I live right next door to my mom, and I owned a piece of land behind. I want someday to move it down over, like down on my piece of property and do it that way.
Good. So you'd be closer, right? Yeah.
Me and my mom are very close, yes.
Yes, very close. That, I believe, may be the dream, and they're saying that that's going to happen.
She's hoping it too.
Yeah, I can see that happening. I time frame is a little difficult with it for some reason. I want to say it's I can't give you a time frame on it. All I know is that it is manifesting, and that it will happen. Certain things are in the way right now. I believe a lot of it's finances and maybe family or a few other things. But some things need to be cleared out of the way before it can go through.
Yeah, it's my mom. My mom told me that whenever, like, she's fighting this compensation case, and she said when she wins, she's going to do that for me, help me get the water and the septic and help me move the house.
Interesting. So, in time, your dream will come true. And with that, I'll let you go. I believe I got another caller. And
Thank you very much. And you have a good evening.
I hope I helped you and you enjoyed yourself.
You did. You helped me very much.
Okay,
you've had a good evening.
Good, thank you. Tell your friends about us.
Oh, I will. Thank you.
BBS Radio. Michael
Bowler. I'll be listening.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. And if you're just listening, you're listening to the Michael Golger Show every Sunday here at BBS Radio, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. I am available in private. If you'd like to have a private session, phone only, half hour on the phone, $25. It's a fair and reasonable rate. Not interested in hours or anything like that, a half hour at a time, and you would need to email me to set that up. So if you would like a private session with me, just give me an email, michael_goger1@yahoo.com. I believe I got a caller, somebody waiting in the background.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. My name's Trudy, and I'm also from Nova Scotia. Seems you're getting all the East Coast tonight.
Wow, that's good. That's a good thing. If I ever get big time or become wealthy, I want a cottage in Nova Scotia.
Well, you certainly come right on up.
On the cliffs of Nova Scotia. So, and I want a, and one down in Myrtle Beach, is it? South Carolina?
Carolina, yeah.
Yeah,
so. I think we all want to be in South Carolina, especially us in the north.
In the winter, right?
Yes.
And then do the cliffs in the summer. How's that?
Exactly.
Okay, and your name is Prudy?
No, Trudy.
Trudy, Trudy,
Trudy. T-R-U-D-Y.
Yep, Trudy, Trudy. Nice name. Boy, I feel like you need a vacation, or you are on vacation, or what's that all about?
No, I desperately need a vacation.
You need a vacation, that's what I'm hearing. A new job, there was a new opportunity, or did something just start new in your life that's got you hopping?
Yeah,
or?
Me, again.
Yeah?
Whoa. Yeah, just after a long-term relationship that ended.
Oh, so it's your nerves then?
Probably.
Yeah, and harmony is needed. Is family making things worse?
Mm-hmm.
Or helping you, or involved, or trying to help, or...
Yeah, they're trying to help, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I could feel some help coming from family, so kind of don't be afraid to allow it anyway. And, oh boy, let me see here. What we got going on? You girls and your love readings. Let's see here. Why do I keep hearing mom, 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 mom? Well, did mom make this worse, yours or his mom?
No, my mother passed over 5 years ago.
Oh, okay. I wonder if this is her coming through. Because
could very well be.
Yeah. How'd you get along with his mom?
Good.
Good.
Really good. Yeah.
Okay. Because I'll tell you, Trudy, are you sure this is really over with?
I guess probably deep down I don't think it is, but I think he thinks it is. He has a lot of issues of his own that he has to resolve before he can do anything concrete, I guess.
I'm being shown that. A lot of it was illusions in his mind, and he needed to break free. I'm hearing he needed to break free, and or he thought he was smothering. But I'll tell you what, how long has this been now?
Probably about 4 months.
About 4 months. He's getting the taste of it now.
Yeah.
Of the course of freedom, because I don't believe he's all that happy, Trudy. And I also don't believe that it's 100% over. I got a feeling that he's just going to break down and come back or contact you. I really do. I want to say another 4 weeks, within another month. I hope I'm right, because I feel like you love him.
Oh, yeah. Nice guy, but got a lot of issues.
Yeah, I can feel that. And I'll tell you what, a lot of them he took care of already, because the grass wasn't greener on the other side. And he found out real quick. That how long were you guys together?
9 years.
9 years, yeah. He found out how spoiled he was. And, yeah, he found out quick. And it's
funny
wearing,
you should say that.
Yeah, it's wearing him down, and he's and he's missing, and he's thinking, and he's, I don't, what's he, one of these guys that can't eat crow, or?
Pretty much.
Yeah, is he with somebody already? Because I feel somebody keeping him kind of busy.
No, not
no?
Well, not that I'm aware of.
Okay, well, that's a good thing.
My daughter keeps in contact with him, but.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, let's see. Let's give this another 30 days and see what happens, Trudy. I got a feeling that he's going to surprise you and himself and try to come back or at least reconnect with you somehow. So,
Other than that,
what else?
Is there anything else you can see or feel or?
Well, I know I got another caller right in back of you, too, and I'm running out of time. Was there anything that you were wondering about?
No, just the where the direction where I was to go from here.
Yeah, well, for now, I would. Do you have children?
Yes, I have one.
You have one child. I would, for some reason, I would bond with my child. I don't know why I'm. Are you working?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. Well, the two of us we do bond quite well. My daughter and I. Yeah.
I can feel that it's a very special connection, and for some reason, I want to put all my focus and love and energy into my child and into my job.
Right.
For like 30 days.
Okay.
You know?
And then
see if he's back in the arena.
Okay.
And
well,
then,
I'll call you back in about 30 days and let you know.
I know you will. And I know you will. I know you will. And I hope it's going the way you want it to go. Now, another thing to keep in mind is... once you get to that point, then we can see what direction you need to go in.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
Okay, Trudy. Good luck with everything.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy. Nice. Thank you. Bless
you.
See you. Tell your friends about us. BBS Radio, Michael Goger. Hi, caller.
Hi. Hello. Hello, Michael.
Hi.
Hi, I'm sorry for the passing of your wife.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. What's your first name?
My first name is Tony.
Tony?
Yes.
Okay, Tony. Where are you calling from? What part of the world?
I'm calling from South Carolina.
Where?
South Carolina.
Oh, South Carolina. Okay.
Yeah.
So how can I help you?
Okay, thank you. I have a question about my project, my art project, whether I'm not sure where I should either start my project here or in Europe.
Interesting.
What's the best sort of place to start it? That's what I'm asking, whether to
I'm here. I'm hearing stand my ground. Does that mean anything to you? Is somebody trying to make you go somewhere you don't want to go?
No.
Or influential?
Not to my, maybe when I hang up I'll figure that out, but as I can feel right now.
Okay,
that's a good clue.
Now, you're wondering where you should start your, open up your art project.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Either here in the States or Europe.
Right, yeah, where that I should start it. I know eventually I want it international.
Well,
but maybe to launch it where first. I think I have an idea, but maybe I just need affirmation on that.
Well, you know, let me see here. That's a good question because I feel like it winds up in both places anyway. And for some reason, I want to say here, and I want to say in New York or Manhattan. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes a lot of sense, yes.
Okay, I don't know if it's feasible or doable or makes sense, but Mm-hmm. That's what I'm hearing, but you wind up in Europe anyway,
okay,
is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
Yeah, but just by trusting in yourself, spirit is going to lead you internationally.
Yes.
Yeah, so I see. I don't know what else to tell you. You're definitely an artist. You're definitely talented, and self reliance and confidence should be two of your mantras.
Okay.
Say it over and over and over again. Confidence,
okay,
and self reliance.
Okay.
Because you're going to become dynamic where you set the stage and you tell everybody what to do. That's where you're headed with your art.
Great. Okay.
So stay in control and develop that self-reliance and that confidence. And if I had to pick Europe here, I would go Manhattan, New York, for some reason. I don't know why. There's something there for you or somebody there for you.
Yeah.
A connection, I believe.
Okay.
There may be a male connection in New York that would help you or
help facilitate it. Okay.
Okay, and so I'm going to let you go, and I got to let. Okay, I hope I helped you.
Oh, you have helped me tremendously. Thank
Good.
You so much.
Thank you. Tell your friends about us and www.michaelgoga.com. Goodbye, everybody. God bless. I love you all, and I'll see you soon next week.